experiences. Listener discretion advised.
Second date on Play Mornings with Melissa and Jack. 103.7 Play.
If your date doesn't call you back after a first date, Melissa and I will call them up, put them on air, and try to find out what happened.
Good morning, Gary. Fill us in on your situation here. Explain to us what went down for your first date.
I went out the other night and took this girl, and she was smoking hot. And, you know, so I tried a little extra. You know, I put on my best game. I took her out, and I was trying to be funny. I was listening. I was listening to her a lot. I'm laughing at her jokes. You know, keep texting her and start calling her and then looking up on Facebook and nothing. Girl just fell off the face of the earth. I haven't heard anything from her. But my buddy Finley, is actually a friend of yours. He convinced me to
he convinced me
to come on and try it. So, you know, I said, you know, what the hell, you know, I'll do it.
He told me he was going to get you to do it, so I appreciate that. Well, you know how second date works. We're going to call her up. You just stay in the line and stay quiet, and Melissa's going to try to get her to admit why she's avoiding you.
Yeah, no, I'd like that. I'd like to know.
Hello?
Hi, is this Kim?
Yes.
Hey, Kim. My name is Melissa, and I'm actually calling because you know my friend Gary. You guys went on a date recently.
Who is this? I'm confused.
Gary's a good friend of mine, and I talked to him last night, and he's kind of freaking out because he said that you guys went on a really good date, and you're not calling him back, and he said, you're a girl. Maybe you can find out from her. So...
So weird.
I know. I'm calling to see if maybe you can tell me anything that will help my friend out. Did you like going out with him?
He was nice. When I met him, he seemed like, you know, kind of a tender catch, if you know what I'm saying. But we went on this date, and we went to two different places, and he did not pay for either, nor did he offer to put money down. They would put the check in front of us, and he would just kind of look away until I paid for it.
Are you serious?
The weirdest, rudest thing I've ever experienced in my life. Like, I'm not saying a guy needs to take me out and, like, you know, pay for everything. It's a first date. We can spit or whatever. Did not even look at the check. And he picked the places, and they were really expensive. I can't afford to date him.
I don't think I saw the check.
Is there someone else on the phone?
Yes, actually, Kim, Gary is with us on the phone, and you are actually with us on the radio. This is Second Date on 103.7 Play, and he's actually been listening this entire time.
That's the thing.
Wait, you're on the phone?
When it comes to the check, I didn't even think I saw it. I think we were having, you know, such, like, good conversation. I was really into the conversation.
Oh, so you think when we go out, people just wave the check because we're so good-looking?
No, come on. I would have paid it. I just, you know, we were getting along so well. I thought he would see it.
Yeah, I mean, get real. Yeah,
he was so infatuated with you. He was lost in your eyes. He could have stayed there all night and just swam in those baby blues.
Absolutely.
What did you think happened with the check?
I don't know. I just... You know,
Come on, man. At least they don't have to do it.
No,
Come
Kim
on.
Nailed it. I mean, he's so good looking. He usually does not have to pay checks. I know the feeling.
Okay. Come on, Gary. Be honest now. I mean, she knows that you didn't pay for anything. You know you didn't pay for anything. What happened?
I mean, I saw it went down, but I just a little short of money for the moment, and I didn't want to make a big deal about it because we were vibing real well together, and you know, I didn't want that to come between the fact that, you know, I may be a little short of money at the moment. I didn't want that to be a big thing between us. I think you're cool, and I was looking at you, and I'm like, yeah, this is a girl that, you know,
can take care of me and pay for all my stuff.
Right.
I mean, Gary, why didn't you at least say thank you then? If she picked up the tab at both places you went to and drinks were not cheap, the polite thing to do is to say thank you. I'll get the next time.
You just ignored it. And you ordered like 6 Jager bombs.
You ordered 6 Jager bombs on the first date. That's just who Gary is. He's a bad boy, you know? Does what he wants.
Well, you know, we were partying. I thought we were having a good time. I was just like, you know, we went out and I asked you in the beginning. I'm like, hey, you want to party tonight? And you were kind of like, yeah. But I took that as, yeah, we'll do some Jager bombs. We'll loosen up and then we'll start, you know, joking and having a good time and talking to each other and getting real into
it.
You know,
I had a good time. I was completely floored at you, whatever.
How about this? This is Second Date, and what we do on Second Date is we offer to send you on a date together that we pay for, so you don't have to pretend you don't see the tab coming. Is that something you guys would be interested in doing?
Kim, I think you should do it. Remember, we were having a good time. We were making fun of that couple.
You know,
we're dressed just like each other.
Why not?
All right.
I like Gary. He's just a good-looking guy who ends up getting the girl at the end.
How do you know he's a good looking guy. We've never met him.
I could just tell. You could tell from his whole freewheeling attitude.
On the fact that he just thought that he could order 6 Jaeger bombs and nobody would pay for it.
I like how she said they went to a nice place and then he orders Jaeger bombs.
I wonder what their waiter was thinking.
Yeah, sir. I'll have the tuna tartare to start, a filet, maybe some asparagus, and a couple Jaeger bombs for the table.
103.7 Play, mornings with Melissa and Jack. Second date.